Other than that, they had the guy with the flamethrower.
Okay, that's almost reasonable.
Which one's this? Is this the...
The Exorcist?
Is that the one with the little girl and the short woman?
No, that's the Poltergeist.
Caroline!
Caroline!
Written from the perspective of Death himself. So I don't think it's a children's series, no.
You were going to say Invisible Girl, weren't you?
No, it wasn't.
Invisible Girl!
Hello, and welcome back to 4G Sean. It is your host, Ragnar. Demigod here, and alongside me today is...
It's me, Colin.
It's me, Egg.
And it's me, Matt.
We all sound cheery today, don't we?
I think we're all tired.
We're following on for each other. It's the Sabbath.
Right, so the topics we've got today is actually books and movies. I go through like list of books that we've actually enjoyed reading. First ever book we ever came across. Book that we enjoyed, the first ever book we bought, and talk about the same with movies and stuff like that, and also how you think about certain books being turned into movies.
If we're feeling fancy and have the time for all of that, of course. I mean, when you said like first book, I'm thinking, does anybody remember what their first book would have been? My mind just instantly goes to like the very category.
I remember my first ever book series that I ever read myself. Colin might know this one as well. I was actually in school at the time, and the first ever book series I read was something called Biff and Chip.
Yes, of course.
I've never heard of it.
You never heard of it? Oh my god. It was like about these kids, Biff and Chip, and like their friends. I can't remember the name of their friends and that. And they had a dog and stuff like that. And they always could go on adventures. You know, like they would find a key to like a keyhole to a magic like adventures. They would just go
You're
on
taking me on a journey, my guy. Oh god. I feel like I'm falling
Makes you
backwards.
Feel your age when you remember that sort of stuff, yeah?
Oh crap. Everything tastes like cardboard in my mind. I don't know why. Biff and Chip, also just very strange names. They just felt very weird in my mouth whenever
one
I read
book I probably remember is that like that caterpillar one. What was it called?
The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Yes,
that's the one. I think that's probably one of the first books I ever remember.
It's absolutely classic.
Mine was Me ABCs.
God, do you remember that far back?
maybe your first story. Oh yeah, when the letters A, B, and C were first created, Colin.
Well, actually, it wasn't the ABCs at the time. It was abacus, wasn't it?
No. Wait, using an abacus so early on, Jesus.
They still do that though.
Wait, an abacus is actually maths, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Right.
See, I had to think of myself as say abacus. I was thinking the ABCs, but you just went abacus as a... right, we're talking maths.
Yeah. But yeah, the first storybook, Connor, it's probably not going to be our first storybook because that was probably like something that was read to us while we were still a wee little bairn in a cot.
Most likely.
The first ever book series that I ever actually read that I was actually interested in was the Percy Jackson series.
Seen the
which
movie.
Which was Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, The Sea of Monsters, the Labyrinth, The Last Olympian, and all that sort of stuff, you know what I mean? But then I found out that the guy, Rick Roden, I think his name was, actually continued the series where it went from Greek gods and demigods to Egyptians, which was the Cain Chronicles, which was Sarah and her twin brother, or Sarah and her brother, who actually had Egyptian gods involvement. Then it moved on from that to the Roman versions of the Greek gods.
It's weird though, because like you said at the start, there was four. He did what, four books from The Lightning Thief?
Five.
Oh, but they've only done two movies.
I think because people actually complained about the first movie that they actually did.
Oh, shit.
It was.
It
because
wasn't great.
What actually happened in that movie didn't actually happen in the book.
Yeah, but they do that with a lot of books and movies, though, don't they?
Famously.
Seeing that, those. But some movies do go along with the book, or try to go along with the book as best as possible.
Well, Jurassic Park wasn't too bad. I mean, the book was a lot better, but it wasn't too far off.
Yeah. I can't can't remember if I actually read Jurassic Park.
I don't even know they had a book about Jurassic Park.
Nor I. Do you know, yeah, actually, we were just talking about you watching the animated series. Yeah, but of, I don't read, honestly,
the last book I read was 50 Shades of Grey when the first book came out. And before that was probably in school.
Yeah, but yeah. My point was, is how didn't you know that that was actually a novel? It states that it was based on a novel by such and such.
Because I usually skip the credits.
Right, fair enough.
I just get on with the movie. Like,
I think the last... it might have been... I'd call it my favourite book series, but it's kind of like one of the only book series that I actually got interested in. It was the Power of Five series by Anthony Horowitz. And all this like magic teenage young adult novel, that was kind of like it for me. And I was just like, I remember literally getting to the end of book four and I was like, what do you mean the fifth book hasn't been released yet? And that was when I was truly just online, just trying to find out when's Anthony Horowitz going to be releasing the fifth book. And it was in the final year of me in secondary school when it finally got released. And it was there on the shelf. I read through like the first couple chapters and then like I just stopped. And then I left. I left secondary school and I pretty much just never thought about it again. So it was just so weird, like almost being so enamored by a series to then just have it suddenly disappear from my life. It was weird.
Yeah, I've been like that with certain books. I've came across certain book series that I actually enjoyed reading. Prime example, I read a trilogy called The Poison Studies by Maria V. Snyder. And basically, the first book was Poison Studies. Then it was Magic Studies and then Fire Studies. Later on, I'd found out that she actually did another three to that, which was Dusk, Dawn, and I can't remember what side of the day cycle again.
Dusk, Dawn, then like midday, afternoon.
I think it was Dusk, Day, and Dawn, I think.
Hmm.
I've got them downstairs, you know what I mean? I'm sure I'll like let you know about it. But I enjoyed that, and then I realised that she actually did other book series that was actually linked to characters within the first three books, which was a character called Opal, who was actually a glass maker. She could make like glass animals and vases and stuff like that. But when she actually did it, she actually trapped magic inside, so it made it look nice, but to a normal human it was just normal glass. But to people that had magic powers or could see magic, it gave off this like obviously intense magical like a beautiful colouring to the thing. Ooh. And it turns out that later on in the series that she actually was able to trap people's souls inside these glass ornaments.
They should make more movies though, from like the amount of books they've got. They should just make movies with them.
To destroy them. They change the story and add a load of special effects and a load of sex scenes and the film's just never as good.
I agree and disagree, because I think that when you've read something and you think, nah, this pile of shit could have actually been better as a movie, you know what I mean? But then I sit there and read another book and sit there and think, well, actually this would stay better as a book because your imagination is better than actual like the movie itself. You know what I mean? You know, or if you're gonna actually do a books something based around the books, do it as a TV series. I don't know if you know the author Stephen King.
Yeah,
I've heard of him.
He's done movies like Pet Sematary, It. You know, he's done all of them. So many. Well, I remember back when I was a kid, my dad had the movie. Was it a movie? I think it was a two or three part video. The Stand. I think it was called The Stand. It was either The Stand, because it's just become a TV series now. Now, I know it was a three-part video, like a VHS. You know, people know what VHSs are. And I enjoyed that, but I didn't read the books. But they've done the TV series, and I'm skeptical about whether I should watch the TV series or not.
Yeah, like I've heard really great things about The Mist.
That was good, actually. I did watch that.
The series that I think is on a certain streaming service.
Yeah, I watched it. It was it was good, but I think they needed to make more.
I think the TV series was better than the actual movie.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay. It was.
Yeah, because I watched the movie back and I was like, all right, cool, this is all good, you know. And then all of a sudden, it's like the ending was disappointing. It's like, wow. Okay, I didn't see that coming. Right, but then you watch the TV series and it goes into more depth about everything and it's like, oh, well, this is actually really good. You know, they should have continued that, but I think they discontinued it, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it was only about one or two seasons. It wasn't, they could have, like,
only one season. There was talk about the second season, but they never did it.
Damn.
It's like Van Helsing when they brought out that movie and then they did the series. I actually really enjoyed the series.
Van Helsing, is that with Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, like the movie that he did, but then they did the Netflix series.
So he has a question for you, isn't right? When it comes to TV series, right? If they actually, you know, if you had, I don't know, we'll use Van Helsing here, right? If they actually used Van Helsing as a TV series like they did in the movie, right? So it was old, it was like the 18th century, probably earlier than that. Versus the Van Helsing that we know now, which was actually the 21st century, which would you have preferred to watch? The old, where it was still crossbows and like silver and all that sort of stuff, versus actual like military graded stuff?
I hate crossbows guns.
And silver. It's more realistic.
The introduction of guns into fantasy just makes things so much more like ugh. Because you can just kill something with a gun, just get a silver bullet, that's it at the end of the day. But like back in the day when everything was more like more fist fights or close quarters combat, or it took longer to load something up that had long range, that's the good stuff. Which is why I kind of have a slight distaste towards, Shadow and Bone, I think is a recent
Oh, I've watched series. That. I thought it was actually pretty good.
Oh yeah, like great representation for our people. We stan. But the guns. Were the guns good? I know they spun the guns around a little bit to make them like cute and such. But did they?
Wait, they were just pistols, weren't they?
Yeah. Did it ever feel like it detracted or like made things a little bit too quickly? Made things move forward rather a little bit too quickly.
Wait, if I remember right, for that TV series, you only had one guy that actually used guns. Or did honestly, I miss something that I can't remember?
Already too much.
We probably all missed something, but it was it was good. I enjoyed it.
His ability was he was actually a sharpshooter. He was a gambler slash sharpshooter. He could predict where like the bullets were going to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Other than that, they had the guy with the flamethrower. You know what I mean? That's not a gun. That's just fucking spitting fire.
Okay, that's almost reasonable. But to me, just like even just having one person with a gun at that point, unless you're in a Bayonetta universe where like it's just Bayonetta. All about guns. Absolutely wondrous.
I still don't understand how she gets to use those guns on her feet though. Still to this day,
it's iconic. I kind of want heels like that at some point. Once I'm able to start working them nicely. But everyone needs to be at that level. Otherwise, you just have characters with guns who can just demolish anyone in theory.
Yes.
But then again, though, there's some movies that like make guns look crap. You know what I mean? Say you've got a big beefy guy like Arnie for instance, right? You got a big beefy guy shredding up a forest, right, with his like massive Gatling gun, right, just to find out he missed what he was hitting.
Yeah.
Or he hit what he was hitting, but the thing, it didn't even phase the thing.
Yeah, you got recoil on his gun, though, ain't you?
Wasn't there a horror movie where it's like the demons come over to like take over the world and such, but then it but because like of human technological advancements, demons might have been able to survive like not guns. They could have survived crossbows and swords and knives, but not an RPG. What was that? I'm trying to remember what that was. I think I'm drawing a blank. I was fearing for a second if we were straying from the topic, but it's still a movie.
You just can't remember the name of it, you know.
Disastrous.
What was our favorite movies?
I like for a time.
I like Avatar.
Oh, go ahead.
I know many people have
Independence Day.
Which one?
Independence Day, most likely for me.
I was like
you
Pearl
just
Harbor.
Like it because of that speech, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I like Pearl Harbor as well. It's one of my.
See, I remember. Oh, carry on.
Oh no, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember Scott Pilgrim being like really up there as like, this is a perfect movie. But then I rewatched it about a year and a half ago. Might have been 2 years at this point. Oh, we've lost a year. And it was disappointing. Was it Michael Cera that was there? He does a bang up job, but like, I don't know. Everything just seems to fall apart with time. A little bit sad because I used to think it was an immaculate movie.
See, wasn't that actually a game first?
I think it was something to do.
It was definitely a comic first.
Yeah, it was a comic, and I'm sure it was a video game as well, like a 16-bit video game.
It might have been, because the way the movie goes is basically like he's in a video game. Isn't it really?
You know. But like there were certain streamers that I've seen actually stream that game. You know? I was like, I didn't actually know it was a game. I was like, yeah, it was a game. Apparently it was beforehand, you know what I mean?
I could have sworn that at least one of the games that had come out were definitely like that's quite popular, was made after the movie.
Well, they have a board game.
Yeah,
but it was the original comic was very video gamey based as well, from what I recall.
Yeah.
It was all about those video game references. Oh, getting the younger generation into the comics and all of that. Well, I say the younger generation, but this was like, God, I don't even know when Scott Pilgrim released as a comic. Everybody, feel free to let us know. Email us. Let us know over in our Twitter. Onto our Facebook, yeah. All of the avenues that we have listed below, and tell us why we're wrong and in what ways. Thank you.
What's your favourite movie, Raj?
Believe it or not, was actually the Alien series.
I did like Alien. It was good.
Wait, I had two. The Nightmare on Elm Street, which is Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Right, and then the Alien series.
Only Alien I didn't like, I think, was the newest one. Is it Isolation? No. What is that new one? The most
That's just what you've been
one.
Playing.
No, it's the most recent one. It wasn't.
Is it an Ari movie? Aliens Reloaded? Aliens Revived?
I'm sure it's Isolation.
No, Isolation's actually the video game.
There's every chance that maybe they call it that as well. Covenant?
Covenant and Prometheus. Oh, was it Prometheus and Covenant? Then it was Alien, then Aliens.
Was it like?
Then Aliens 3, and then Aliens Resurrection.
Awakening, I think it was. It says here 2020.
Gosh.
Alien Awakening. If that's another Alien movie, I might as well check that out as well.
Oh, but there's a web series.
They brought in the Alien versus Predator shit.
Well, this one was Alien. I did watch it, and I thought it was crap, to be honest with you.
Alien Isolation, the web series, 2019.
But I like Ripley, you know? I think she should stick with it.
Iconic, yeah, absolutely.
Right, Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah.
I was going to say Winona Ryder.
I mean,
she plays the best Ripley.
She's also been a good actress in other things as well.
Yeah, she was also in Avatar.
You know? Yeah, she was in
was
that.
She?
Really like
oh,
her,
yeah.
She was also in a horror version of Snow White.
Yeah, she was in a film I watched the other day as well. She's in like so much. She's in Finding Dory as well.
What?
Yeah, true.
Wait, what was she playing in Finding Dory?
I think for me,
Finding
the one
Dory?
That I always keep going back to is actually the Freddy Krueger series, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street, you know. But I think that's had a massive impact on me because when I was a kid and I first seen Freddy Krueger for the first time, like the first ever one, I had nightmares. And where I lived at the time, right, there was a park out back, but it was like a back street at the same time. So you had to go out of the back gate, cross the road, and then hop over the wall, and then you were in the park. But there were street lights obviously down the street so you could see where you were going. And there was a specific night that I woke up and there was this shadow in the bedroom. And I was thinking, what the hell is this? I was only a kid at the time, and I looked at it, and I looked at the shape of the shadow, and I thought, this is Freddy. This is Freddy. Yeah. It had the hat, it had the arms and everything. I was thinking, whoa, this is scary. I looked out my window, and in my mind, I could see Freddy standing down there, but he was just a black silhouette. I jumped back into bed to actually like see if it would get rid of it, right? Then I obviously, you know, when you feel like you've been asleep, then you wake up, and then obviously it's like that sort of thing, yeah. Well, I'd woke up again later on, went to the toilet, came back, and I looked outside, and it turns out that the black figure that I had seen was actually the homeless guy that lives in the park.
Oh dear. With a little hat.
Because I had the movie and everything like that in my head. Oh. I actually thought, I was convinced it was Freddy Krueger outside.
God. Oh yeah. Oh, so honey, after
so
what is everyone's favourite series at the moment? That they're watching or they have watched recently?
I'm currently in the middle of Schitt's Creek, which is rather splendid. I think I'm steadily getting into it, but I'm still quite... I think I'm only on episode 7 or 8 at the moment, I think.
And that's not actually spelled S-H-I-T. It's spelled S-C-H-I-T, isn't it?
With two T's, indeed.
Yeah. I seen that. I wasn't sure whether I would give it a shot or not because not my kind of cup of tea.
Yeah, the first 3 episodes were just like, what's going on? And then I stopped watching it for like 2-3 months until I picked it up with the boyf.
Well, I am rewatching Game of Thrones for the 5th time this year.
No, why? Why can't you find anything else?
You need a life.
Oh my god.
It's not just a Game of Thrones, right? I'm also watching NCIS as well.
Again? You've only just come off that, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I'm on season 12.
Oh my god, how many seasons are there?
That's what 15. I was going to say.
But the seasons themselves are about like 20 odd episodes each. Wow. Like between 22 to 24 episodes. But I've only just started watching this TV series called SWAT because I had watched the movie SWAT with Samuel Jackson and Michelle Rodriguez and I think it's LL Cool J, I think, probably.
He's in all of them, isn't he? Like that kind of
thing. I think so, I can't remember, but I didn't realise there was 3 movies to that. I was like, alright, cool, I'll give that a go. But I actually found that there was a TV series, and I'm watching that, and I'm actually enjoying it, to be honest. I'm on like I'm still on season 1, but I think I'm about like 6-7 episodes into it.
Well, I'm going to rewatch Teen Wolf.
I started that about a month ago.
Yeah, I really enjoy Teen Wolf. I really do, and I've just finished the season 4. Camp Cretaceous, you know, Jurassic World. I know this is for kids, but I really enjoy it.
I watched all that last night, actually.
Yeah, I've literally watched it all today, like the whole series, the whole season.
Animated series, there was a series that I actually watched called Tales of Arcadia. You had the Troll Hunters, then you had something about like aliens coming to Earth, trying to defend Earth from like other aliens or something like that, and it turns out the kids were actually royalty. Then they did another version which was actually something to do with Merlin, like magic and stuff like that, like wizards and stuff like that. I was like, oh cool. And I actually enjoyed that. I mean, yeah, I watch TV series, I watch movies, I read a couple of books here and there if I'm in the mood for it, but I always tend to go to animated stuff. Not just like anime in general. I mean, like animated.
Yeah, I watched an animated series the other day, Dragon's Dogma. Also, a game. It's on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix.
Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah,
Dragon's
you know the Dogma. Game that's on that was used to be on the PS3.
Yeah. I remember now.
They have an animated series on Netflix.
Yeah,
I watched that.
What about you, Colin? Because I know you like to actually watch TV series and that on a night time, don't you?
Yeah, the last one I watched was Supernatural.
Oh, I didn't finish that yet.
That's alright. The ending's good.
But remember when me and you used to actually watch that at the weekends, didn't we?
Dean is so fit.
You said used to like game through the day and then finish off on a night time with donuts and custard with Simon, watching Supernatural or horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
See, watching horror movies was calling it is absolutely hilarious.
Do you not like horror films?
No, we actually love horror movies and stuff like that, right? But there was one time I was laying on the sofa, Colin was laying on the other sofa, right? And we're watching this horror movie about these campers going around checking shit out. It's something to do with Chernobyl, I think. And everything was going on, and a spider walked across the screen. No, it wasn't. Something went across the screen, and the cat, Simon, was sat on the edge of the sofa, right? And he moved his paw. Colin thought it was a spider and kicked him off the sofa.
Oh, God.
I was howling as a dude. And then like we continued through the movie and that, right? And do you notice nothing phases him, whether it's a horror movie, like, you know, like slashers or anything like that, but anything with animals, he's a right baby. Especially when that horse came out of the stable, not once but twice, because he rewound it back, and it made him jump twice.
I just didn't see what was on it when I rewinded it, and I forgot about the horse.
It was hilarious. The other ones, I can't remember what we were watching something, and something happened and I actually shit myself and fell off the sofa.
It was the beginning where the titles came in. You jumped and it was Conjuring.
The Conjuring. Like
the big bang at the beginning when the music comes in, you jumped and fell off the set.
It was fucking hilarious.
They've brought out a new one of that, haven't they? Is it the Conjuring they've just brought out, or they're bringing out?
Conjuring 3 is coming out soon, but
it's supposed to be in November this year, and it's called The Devil Made Me Do It.
I thought it was sooner than that.
It might be, but that was what the last date that I got. But it is the first ever case that was used to, like, during a court case where being possessed or possession of some sort was actually used in a court case.
Woo.
In front of the judge and everything. It was the only the first ever case to actually be used in that.
June 4th.
Is it June, is it?
Yeah, it'll be in theatres June 4th.
Ooh, coming up real quick then.
Well,
not bad. Hopefully it's good, because the second one was a pile of shit.
Yeah, I wasn't. The thing is that I struggle to get scared on horror films. I've watched so many, they just don't make me jump. Except for one, it's stupid. What's that film with Harry Potter and Daniel Radcliffe? Is it The Woman in Black?
Oh, yes.
When the
yes.
crow flew through the window, I actually jumped. I was not expecting it. It literally made me jump, and I was like, oh, God.
See, that was a good movie, and there was another one called Crimson Peak.
Yeah, that I've
which had both. The same sort of a vibe to it.
They were pretty good, actually.
Yeah. So, from all our views, right? What is your favorite genre of either books or movies? I mean, horror for both.
Same. I'm the same horror.
What about you, Egg?
It's tricky. I do like a bit of sci-fi and fantasy, I'd say.
See, I would go down fantasy.
Mine would probably be actually horror and thrillers, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think sci-fi that's a bit too much. Like, there's sci-fi that's that really freaking goes into it. Like, the context seems cool, but then, like, they throw all the jargon at you, and it's like, I'm no longer having fun. But Guardians of the Galaxy isn't like, oh yeah.
It depends on the context of the sci-fi. You know what I mean? Because I read a series. It was the first ever like a book from this company that I actually read. Now, you guys have heard of Warhammer 40,000?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Right. I know you have, Colin, because you used to read the fantasy versions, didn't you? See, the first ever book that I read was actually called Brothers of the Snake. And it was basically Marines that had been enhanced to be bigger Marines. They had two hearts, they had, I think it was two sets of lungs, and they were enhanced enough to the point that if they were bitten by a snake, for instance, that poison would actually be collected by the antibodies or a nanotech or whatever it is that was in their body to prevent them from actually getting killed off, was actually stored in, you know, your glands under your tongue.
Yeah.
You know, when you lift your tongue, sometimes you spit water, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they store the gland, store the venom in there. So, like, if they needed it in any circumstance, they obviously they just lift the tongue and that, and it would spit the venom at the enemy and stuff.
Christ.
And it was a good series, you know. It started out, I didn't think I'd like it because it was the way that it was set, but it spoke about a specific Marine and then how he went from being that Marine to, like, the leader of his Primarch. And then, like, it would go from that to a different planet to, like, another mission, and then it would go back to another one and all this, that, and the other, and it would jump between the lot, but then it would eventually come round and actually tie back in together how things actually started off. It was weird how it was done, kind of like the Game of Thrones series, where one minute you're talking about one character, but then you're talking about another character, but then it all ties in where these characters led off to later on. But it had me hooked. I had read that book within about, I think it was two and a half days, because obviously with me being dyslexic, I actually self-taught myself.
Yeah, I can't read books. My eyes go blurry. When I keep following the lines, they all go blurry, and I'm like, I'll give up.
I found, for me, if I had like a specific blue sheet that you could obviously see through, put that on the page, it actually prevents the words jumping all over the place, for me anyway. It could be a different color for glasses. Anybody. Well, even trying to get glasses with the tinted glass on, it would actually still cost you like quite a bit, you know.
I just last rather time I checked, not read.
It was like nearly like £200-300 just to get a pair of glasses that were tinted.
All I need to read is my phone. As long as I can read that, I'm all good.
It just takes me so long to read. Like, I can kind of speed read, but like then I'll be missing a bunch of stuff, and it feels disingenuous to like the author to be just like skimming over their work in order to get through a book.
My sister reads books all the time, like on an audiobook. She's always on there.
Yeah. If it's a series that I like, I'll read the series. I'll read that book, and then I'll jump into the next one straight after, and then continue it, and then obviously take breaks in between. But I'll continue it. As long as it keeps us hooked and it has a really good storyline, I'll actually go through it, you know. But if I find out that I've actually like got the series but I haven't got the next book, I'll stop halfway through that for the book that I'm reading until I get the next book, then I'll continue the rest of that book off and then go into the next book.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done that all the time. Every time I've like started reading a series, it's like the Morganville Vampire series. I did it with the Space Wolf series. I did it with the Nightingale or Night Angel series. That was a good series as well. The Poison Studies, Percy Jackson series.
Don't have a clue.
You know, I've read loads of books that I've actually had as hooked, and then I've started reading. If I know that I haven't got the whole collection, I'll read until the latest of the books that I've got, and I'll stop halfway and leave it at that until I get the next book.
I'd get lost. I'd have to read the whole thing.
I'd just rather not read.
See, and that's the thing about me though, right? I have not a photographic memory, but I remember the plot lines, the stories. I remember the characters. You know, who was the good guys? Who was the bad guys? You know, who was misunderstood? Who died? And this, I remember like all sorts of stuff like that. You know, but I don't know. I think it's just if you like something or you're passionate about something so much, you'll remember all of this. You know what I mean?
Well, that's it. If you like something, you'll learn it, won't you? And you'll keep it in mind. But
me, I don't know.
Obviously, in my case, I read a book, and same with a film. I can watch a film and forget about it. 5 minutes later.
I can relate.
Yeah, but you have an attention span of a fish.
Who?
Don't blame me, blame the electric.
Blame the electric?
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Colin on this one, I'm the same. I've literally got like a 30 second memory.
I am able to remember stuff, but yeah, you do need that emotional investment to really like remember it all. But I was in, not sure if anybody was in kind of like a book club situation. Nope. When they were in school or anything.
Didn't have any
no.
friends.
I was in oh, bro. Only enemies. I was in a book club because I was a designated nerd, being small, chubby, and Asian. So there's only so many places you can really go. So I was. We did something called the shadow of the shadowing the Carnegie, which is like the Carnegie had a look at a bunch of books and said, these are the ones for the children that are excellent this year round. They're very good. Bride's Farewell, I'm sorry to the author of The Bride's Farewell. Not the best in the bunch. But we all just basically had to get through these books in the space of 6 weeks or so. So it was like a book a week, basically. And I was one of the first to like properly get through all of the books. Not the actual first. I went over to my friend Arnie, I'll call him. Arnie, love you, man. We're going to be watching a film absolutely legally in a couple of days, I'm sure, once you graduate from medicine school. He's not going to graduate this year. But what really got to me was
your
like,
friends as confidence, you know. You're not going to pass.
Just chuck him under the bus.
Oh no, because he still has 3 years to get through it. But yeah, over in Belarus, definitely that country. But I that really just taught me, like, if I put my mind to it, which I didn't even really need to, I can absolutely breeze through books and recall a bunch of stuff about them. But like, it doesn't speak to me.
It bores
getting
me.
Getting through those books, it wasn't a slog. I just didn't really feel anything too much about it while reading through them. There were definitely some standout moments which were like, oh, okay, I'll incorporate that in some fan fiction later. I don't know. But I just didn't have a lot of fun reading through them, even though we ended up like doing a bunch of activities that were used to kind of make the books fun as we read through them and all that. But reading doesn't speak to me. Audiobooks and podcasts, that's the good kush, I think, for me.
It depends on whether I like the, if I want to actually know about the series or not. I mean, for me, the Witcher series.
Oh, I love that program.
On Netflix, right? I actually bought the books before trying to watch the first one, and I read the first book, and season one of The Witcher is basically the first book.
Mm.
How many books are there?
I mean, it's a bit. There's 6, 7.
Oh, so basically there should be 6 or 7 seasons.
Depends. It depends on it, because the funny thing about the Witcher series is, are they going to go along with the books?
Mm. Probably not,
because the first series had its. It had parts to do with, I mean, you know, do you remember when he fought against that lass that was in the, that became the fucking cursed child?
Yeah.
In that big giant, like, were-creature-y thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's actually in the first book. But talking about Guinevere, is it Guinevere?
No, it's Yennefer.
Yennefer, that's it. Yeah, you know what I mean. Talking about Yennefer, she's not actually mentioned in the books until later on, you know what I mean? I mean, yes, it talks about like the last wish and stuff like that. That's the name of the first book. But reading the series and watching the series, it gives you a different insight to it. So whether they're going to go ahead with the same as the books, or are they going to go down the game route? Because yes, The Witcher series is supposedly based from the books, which was actually done by a Polish guy, I believe. It was actually like a small bunch of stories by some Polish guy, and it was actually originally in the newspapers. not actually as a book.
Well, I just think Geralt is, oh, if a man come up to me looking like him, I would get on my hands and knees and I'd beg, just take me away right now. There you go, take me with
Christ.
You.
I'm trying to remember. It's Henry Cavill, famously.
He can give me a good scene too, so I'm all good.
True that. True for again.
I'll drop the soap constantly if he wants me to.
I'm not sure what medieval soap really looked like back in the day. I think all they had was rose water.
No, but come on, Geralt, like,
Henry Cavill, he grimes up very well, as it turns out.
He does.
I was a bit sceptic about whether it would actually make a good Geralt or not. You know, I mean, he makes a better Geralt than he does a Superman.
Oh my goodness, we do not talk about Henry Cavill. He played him very well, but the way he was directed, I think, and the direction of the actual story and the alteration of Superman from his foundational, like, morals. Yeah,
I think they kind of went from, like, they're doing his own thing to, like trying to stick with the comics, and then went from that, they kind of used a bit of the Smallville series at the same time. It's like, wait, what the hell's going on with this? But then again, though, I'm not really a DC fan. I'm more of a Marvel fan.
Understandably.
You know, I mean, in the DC side of things, I'll go for the villains, you know. I mean, Poison Ivy, you know, Harley Quinn, and Catwoman.
Yeah.
Put them in a room and have them fight it out. Who's going to win first?
Exactly.
That guy that plays Geralt, he's also in Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Oh. He was also in. Oh, what's his little sister called?
Oh, what, Sherlock Holmes' sister?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched that on it was Netflix. I really enjoyed that, actually. Oh, what is her name?
Enola.
That's it, Enola
Holmes.
Yeah, that was a good show, that was.
Which, it just said, if you reversed it, it just said Alone.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're right.
And it was the same lass that actually did the
Stranger Things.
What you call it? Yeah, Stranger Things series, which Netflix has actually now put up saying that it's actually the third or fourth season.
It'll be the fourth season coming out, I think.
Fourth season's coming out.
I can't wait.
Oh my God, Henry Cavill with a mustache. Oh my. What were we talking about?
But Enola Holmes, I actually really enjoyed that series. I want them to do more.
It was just a movie, you know. I mean, whether they actually go anything else with that, you know. She's actually a good actress as well. She's been in other things.
Yeah,
you know,
she's really good
in. She was in the Godzilla movie as well.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was in the Godzilla King of Monsters. And then she was also in Kong versus Godzilla as well, or Godzilla versus Kong.
She's making some decent money, isn't she? Come on, girl.
Goodness gravy.
Pretty much.
She's making a lot from Stranger Things, though, because that's. Everyone loves Stranger Things.
Oh my God, her.
Yeah.
Yes, her.
Oh wait, Millie Bobby Brown.
She plays Enola Holmes.
And then she plays the daughter of what's her name in Godzilla's second movie, and then she's in the third movie as well.
Yeah, but in Enola Holmes, her mum is Bellatrix Lestrange, isn't it? The woman that plays her.
Helen something.
Helen Bonham Carter, but
she
does
was
she
married
get
to Tim Burton?
But does
oh, really?
She get killed
know.
Off? But
know.
Does but does she get killed off by Johnny Depp? Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Because like in all of the Tim Burton films, when she was
I think
included,
they tried the marriage
she
side of things and that. Yeah. Why do you think she looks so strange and like weird? She has the Tim Burton vibe.
Massively.
I didn't know that,
so
you just said.
Also, like in all the Tim Burton films she's in, she like gets killed off by Johnny Depp
at Sweeney Todd.
Yeah well, not like all of them, but it happens in the Darkness as well, I believe.
The Darkness
With a vampire with Johnny Depp.
Spoilers
for everyone. Definitely gonna have to say spoilers.
What was it? What was the first movie you seen Johnny Depp in?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was gonna say probably that, but it feels like I went a while without seeing any Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wait, was it Pirates?
It might have been. It was Willy Wonka. It was
I don't know, actually, for me, it could have been Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or no, it wasn't, actually, because I only watched that a few years ago. So it was Pirates of the Caribbean.
What about you, Colin?
Sorry, what's that?
What was the first movie you ever seen Johnny Depp in?
Ugh, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm. See, do you want to hear a little little thing for you, yeah? First ever movie that I seen Johnny Depp in was actually Nightmare on Elm Street.
It all comes full circle.
He was actually in the first Freddy movie.
Oh my god.
Young Johnny Depp, holy crap.
Wow. He gets around, doesn't he?
But the thing is, though, he hasn't really changed much. It's weird when you see certain actors and actresses and that, you see them from when they were kids and then they turn into adults, you know what I mean? They have not really changed.
Well,
I'm looking at Johnny Depp on Nightmare on Elm Street back in friggin', when was that released? 1994?
I was three. I'd say
he looks a little bit different. I was absolutely not even conceived, way beyond.
You weren't even a thought in your daddy's pants.
I was a hole in the void in the universe
when that came out.
Oh, I've just remembered my favorite movie, my favorite actual movie.
What?
Blindside.
I probably Sandra know Bullock. It, but I'm terrible with names.
Sandra Bullock.
I like her. Is she the one that's in Premonition as well?
Yes.
That's a good movie.
She plays as a hard-headed mother that actually takes in a black kid. I do apologize if that's not politically correct, but you know, she takes in this kid called Michael, and like he's like a six, seven foot tall kid, not even like 16, 17. And she asks him where he's going. He says he's going to the gym because it's warmer there, and the fact that he's got nowhere to stay. So she takes him back to his house, and she wakes up in the morning, turns around, says, right, if you hear her screaming, call the insurance, you know, because she expected him to actually rob the place. But when she came downstairs, she found that he was actually gone, but he folded the bed up and put it on the sofa, and he was halfway down the drive.
Oh.
And then she took him in as a member of the family, like helping him out, getting him into school and getting him into that, and eventually got him onto the football team, which is what I think it's the American version of rugby. And they took him
all in of our American listeners are absolutely going to want to stone you for that one.
Well, yeah, because they call American football, they call that football. But yet we call soccer football.
Yeah, because we kick it with our foot.
Don't even, you know, say what I mean? The S word.
Why is a rugby is American football? You know what I mean? Just they've got pads and we've got like a head helmet or like a bit of padding on our head.
Rules,
yeah, they're a bunch of pussies.
Now, hey.
They have to wear all the padding. We don't wear nothing.
Because you literally have to, like, the aim of the game is to tackle them to the frigging ground.
You know what I mean? But basically the story is it's based on true events. I love true event movies.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Whether it's about fucking like God saving somebody's life, or whether it's about like miracles, or you know what I mean, or like actual historical events, you know,
or poltergeist.
Stuff to do with like Entity was based on the first, based on a true event. Exorcist.
I'm in that movie.
I don't know if that was on.
Wow.
That makes it sound like you are the ghost. The girl that stands and pees in the hallway?
Fuck me.
No. That's the ghost. That's the actual demon.
Yeah, that's me.
That's his little, I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to say, but
did you actually know
that's the deal you struck with your desk demon, that you can like switch bodies every now and again?
Yep.
Did you know that they actually did a TV series after they'd done that movie?
No.
I mean, years and years later, I think it was like only a couple of, like, I think it was 3-4 years ago or something like that, they actually did the TV series, which was supposedly based around the kid from the movie as a grown-up mother.
Which one is this? Is this
The Exorcist?
Is that the one with the little girl and the short woman?
No, that's the Poltergeist.
Is that the progress where she say, Carol Ann?
Carol
Ann!
You're gonna
can
die
you
up
hear
there.
Me?
Yeah, she's like a really squeaky voiced woman, the short woman. She died a few years ago. But she was
actually a dwarf.
Yeah, and then she would go to that little girl, Carol Ann.
Yeah, that's actually the poltergeist. What we're talking about is the exorcist, where the lass comes downstairs, stands in the middle of the hallway and just pees herself.
Oh, yeah. They did a scary movie version, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they turned it into a TV series.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't actually finish it, but what happened was apparently the supposed child that was actually possessed by the demon, it actually become a mother of her own, but she actually changed her name legally.
Oh.
And something happened where one of her daughters had actually been possessed, and the demons turned around and told the mother the only way he's going to let the daughter go is if he can take her back. And he wanted to actually possess the mother. He said that he would never let her go in this, that, and the other. I don't know what actually happened to the series, but they tried to do an exorcism to get rid of the daughter, and he says, if I leave, I will kill your daughter, but I'll let your daughter live if you accept me back, kind of thing.
Oh.
So I was like, I never actually seen what the end of the series was or how many seasons they did of that. I think they did two. But
so here's one for you. Everyone had their own opinions about this movie, but what is your opinion on Bird Box?
Ooh, I quite like it.
Never seen it.
You've not seen it? Oh, I thought it was really good. It was Sandra Bullock.
It was a lovely conceptual piece as well, and I think, I like the ending.
I like the ending too.
Oh, it's a satisfying
The thing is, though, I didn't see what was going on.
No one did.
Yeah, that's the horror, baby.
Yeah,
yeah, but you missed the joke in that. You missed the joke in that.
There was an invisible girl. There was an invisible entity that you would look at, and it would tell you.
You were going to say invisible girl, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Invisible girl.
No, but you would look at it, and it would show you your dream, like what you want, and blah blah blah, and then
it turned everybody insane.
Was that actually how it was?
Well, because remember when she went into that house, the woman came out to help her, and then she was like, Mom?
Oh, yeah.
So it showed her what she actually wanted, because her mum had already died.
There are like a bunch of theories as to what they all saw, right? It was like they saw heaven, and like everyone was just being raptured. Like the rapture was happening, and this is how God was making it happen.
Yeah, so it'd make like the people want to kill themselves to be with their loved ones, or
we would never really understand the story to that movie unless we spoke to the director and thought, what the hell were you on that day?
I thought like the plot of it was quite good, the way that she had the thing
survived
she'd,
with her, the way she survived with her kids. Yeah, that was actually good.
Well, technically only one of those were her children, the other one was the other girl's kid.
Olympia.
That's the one, yeah, Olympia. It was her daughter.
God, that was rough.
That was brutal, what that guy did to her.
But
I thought it was a good movie. I actually watched it and I was like, oh, well, yeah, that's actually really good. And then I started making jokes saying, well, I didn't see the point in this, or I didn't, you know. And I did the same thing with the other movie, Quiet Place.
Number two's coming out of that, actually.
Quite a place to.
Yeah, it's not too long now.
Yeah, not long away.
They are all about the sensory deprivation, aren't they?
When she was going downstairs and she stood on that nail.
See, I don't remember it. That's the thing, I don't remember watching The Quiet Place 1. I've been trying to find it where I can watch it, but it's not on Netflix, it's not on Disney Plus.
I mean, the situation they were put in that position, she went downstairs, she stood on a nail. Right, that went straight through her foot. She wanted to scream out, but she didn't. But then she gave birth to the kid in the bath. I was like, oh my God, you're going to get deaded.
Oh, you know, yeah.
That's far too friggin' much.
It was a good movie. They were both good movies, you know. There's so many movies out there you can make memes about, you know.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's a quieter place.
Well,
I didn't know what was going on because I couldn't hear anything. You know.
But they did the similar thing. Is it The Silence? Is that the one?
Hush?
Nothing so good.
No, no, it was another one called Silence. The last I played Sabrina in the TV series.
Yeah, it was kind of like these beasts would fly in, and if they heard a noise, they would attack you and like rip you to shreds, basically.
Oh, I know what you mean now.
Yeah,
ooh,
so that was kind of like the same. Oh no, kind of.
Do you know what they actually reminded me of?
What?
Was, you know, the aliens from Pitch Black with Vin Diesel?
I've recently seen that.
Yeah, those little creatures reminded us of like bigger, like smaller versions of them.
Do you know what they reminded me of? They reminded me of a Dimorphodon from Ark.
Now you've done it. Look what you've done.
God.
Look who you've done, Rags.
No, honestly, because they had like these big heads, the little wings, and they were like, you know, you look at Dimorphodon on Ark, they've got the big heads, the small bodies, and the wings, and they was kind of like the similar.
I just think what they should do is with books, they should keep books as the way they are. Some movies should never be turned into some books should never have been turned into movies. You know, should leave that for your imagination, you know,
because what happens a lot of the time is so much can happen in some books where it really just doesn't do it justice when you compress it all down into an hour and a half or even a 2-hour movie. I think one of the only or a series of seven, but I think honestly one of the only times I've been able to go, oh yes, book that got turned into a movie was The Book Thief. I'm not sure if anybody's watched The Book Thief or read it.
The Book Thief,
I recognize the name.
It was in Germany. It's written in the perspective,
wasn't
it
actually a TV series, like a kids TV show?
No. It's about 1940s Germany during the wartime.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have watched it.
In Germany, written from the perspective of Death himself. So I don't think it's a children's series, no.
I was just trying to say it was written by Death, and then definitely not.
Death is very nice. He describes people's souls as tasting like chocolate.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Oh, lovely.
Tasty. And
I'm gonna fatten myself up, so I'm gonna be a big juicy vegan chocolate
one
cake
thing to torture the children with. You know, if you don't go to bed, he'll come and eat you like chocolate.
And he'll like it.
Gonna dunk you in some milk tonight, kids, behave.
And I love the way it was written as well at the beginning, where it's like the main character, obviously, since it was written in friggin' 40s and she was a little girl back then, it was like the way it's written in the book. It's like Liesel, I think was her name. She died like a Tuesday ago, like last Tuesday. So it always it's just such a wonderful framing device that I've never seen in any form of fiction. But it always it makes it anchored in like the your times, which I've never really seen done before. I think that might have been mirrored in the movie, but I'm not quite sure. But there were some
tidbits. I've actually ever seen the movie, to be honest.
No, sounds familiar, but I don't think I've seen it either.
But that's like my perspective of, oh yeah, why didn't they include that that bit in the book? I feel like it was so important in the movie to be including that. So, but that's pretty much my only kind of frame of reference of, this is why movies shouldn't be. Or rather, books shouldn't be made into movies because this is what happens. But I think, in terms of things in general, there weren't any added love triangles or just like bits completely being chopped out. So in terms of things, Book Thief, pretty faithful adaptation. Everyone go watch it; it's pretty sweet.
But before we wrap this episode up, because we've hit the hour mark, what I think they should do is, if they're going to turn a book into anything, I think they should do as a TV series, because you'll get more details out of it.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, have the director of, sorry, not the director, have like the author of the book on standby and say, look, can we use this? Could you help us how we could do this into a TV series? Yeah. Like they did with Game of Thrones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at that point, they'd only gotten up to like season 5, at which point they had to start writing everything for themselves.
Yeah, because the fact that George is a bit slow on writing these books, you know what I mean? He's not even done the 7th book yet.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That was supposed to be released this year, but whether that's going to happen, I don't know.
Well, he's having time to sit at home.
You know what I mean? But still, you know what I mean? But that's the problem with authors, you know what I mean? They suffer with writer's block, you know? Yes, they might have all these ideas and they write it down and you'll have it on one piece of paper, then you'll have another chapter on another piece and you're thinking, well, where does this go into that? How do we get that to fit that? So I kind of sympathize with them.
With something like Game of Thrones as well, it's so interweaving and you need to make so many decisions. Plus, the way he's just had a look at the massive backlash that the adaptation of his books did at the end, he's probably going to be very, very cautious.
Well, no, because during the series, he turned around and said that they killed off characters that he didn't even expect to actually kill off. So he's going to have to re-go back through them and change that storyline within the stories to at least have it some sort of like match to the books for the last couple of series. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have thought. He struck me more as a person who just like didn't give a heck about.
No. He mentioned in one of his interviews that he'd said that he actually had to go back through them. There was characters killed off that weren't killed off in the books, yet there was characters still alive in the books. So is it you're going to go back through and try and figure out whether he needed to like change that or you know. And then, like, the last couple of seasons that they've done, they said that they had free rein on the whole thing because he didn't know how the book was going to end himself. Yeah. So he's going to have to go back through the last couple of books himself and work out what he's going to do. So it's, like, kind of on par.
Mm. You know what I mean? I hope it's way above par.
You know what I mean? Like, his standards version of it, you know? But still, in my mind, they could have went an extra 2 or 3 seasons to finish it off, but the directors wanted to go somewhere else. I believe they went to do a Star Wars movie. I don't know if Colin can confirm that or not, because he's massive into the Star Wars.
I've seen all the Star Wars, even the new ones.
Oh god, I need to catch up.
I went to cinema with Roberto to watch the second one.
It sounded like you had a wonderful time.
Yeah, it was good actually.
Okay. With that, shall we wrap up
with that? Yes. Thank you all for listening to our episode. I hope you have enjoyed our conversation of books and movies. Give us our feedback on what you think, whatever your favorite book was or whatever your first book was. Same with your movies and TV series. Check out our links for the social medias, the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Discord, I believe. Mm-hmm. Feel free to drop a message. And on that note, I think we should say goodbye.
Goodbye. Farewell.
Bye,
take
Felicia.
Care,
bye.
Oh, God, the waves. Oh, they're crashing. Oh.